Hello and welcome to the Yarnings Podcast. I'm Christine and I'll be your host. This is episode 18, off to the fun. So sit back, grab something crafty to do, and let's chat a little bit.
Ooh, an event. Let's go, let's go.
So with a silly title like off to the fun, I bet you wonder why. If you listen to other podcasts, you might have noticed that Oregon Flock and Fiber Festival has a lot of F's in it. So it's not just off, it's off. And the funny thing is Erin from Anatomy of Knitting, her GPS tries to pronounce that out. And that just cracks me up to no end. So I went to off this last weekend. That was the last weekend of September. They always have their festival then, and it's held at the fairgrounds in Canby. And I have been going for quite a few years now. This is probably my fourth year, pretty much since I started knitting. And it was the first thing that really introduced me to the idea of a knitting festival of any kind. And it's probably the earliest thing that piqued my interest at spinning, because there's this big giant area in the front, grassy spot, and everybody just sits there with their knitting or their spinning and beautiful spinning wheels. And so I remember the first time just being amazed at all the people that were doing such great fibery things. Anyhow, that's a little off track. I started out my weekend with a little pre-off fun with Erin. We went to the Button Emporium in downtown Portland to grab some buttons for some sweaters she was working on. And while we were there, we ran into some of our Tacoma knitting friends, Amanda and Yarrow. And it's just hilarious that you can be in the middle of a big city like Portland and run into vibery people that are from out of town visiting for the same reason, but to run into them at the same place was really fun. So then on Saturday was a big day to go to the festival, and I did a little shopping. There was a podcaster meetup where we got to see some of the great people that have come out to different podcaster meetups that we've had this year. It's kind of fun thinking back that last year at this time, I had only just hatched the idea of having a podcast, thanks to the podcaster meetup, where I stood and talked to several of the podcasters. It's just been such an amazing year full of so much great stuff, and it's just insane that it's only been a year. So it was kind of surreal standing there as one of the podcasters and getting to chat with people that came from different places. I gave out a few buttons and got a couple hugs. Always great to see people. So after that, we'd got some food in the hot sun. The lines for food there are a little insane, but it was a nice chance to get some food and then sit down and relax before we went back to our shopping. And I got a few things. I'll talk about that in the yarning section. And then when we were done, we went and sat in the big grassy area in the middle with some friends and Amy Toady Joe from Outlier and Rachel from Knit Sense. And of course, Erin from Anatomy of Knitting was with me, and Yarrow and Amanda, who we'd met at the Button Emporium earlier, they were there with us as well. I got to meet Amy D, who I hadn't met. I've talked to on Twitter, and that was nice. Karen from Knitwits was also there, and it was just a nice little relaxing relaxing part of our afternoon. I spun a little bit. I might have knit a little bit. And then a bunch of us headed over to a Moroccan restaurant that we'd been to last year. The name is Dar es Salaam, and it's in Wilsonville, which is not very far from the fairgrounds. So if you come down for off next year, you should definitely plan on going to Dar es Salaam. Or if you're in the Portland area, it's not really that far to come down. My husband came down because he really enjoyed the food last year, so he met up with us. It was such a nice day. So I'm so blessed to get to know new people and catch up with the people I already know and have some fibery fun in the meantime. So that was Oregon Flock and Fiber Festival. I hope that if you're anywhere in the area next year, the last weekend of September, you'll come out and see. There's great vendors and just really nice event. So that's the story.
What are you yarning today?
I took a little break from recording and actually entered all of my latest stash enhancements into Ravelry. They were all on a big sheet of paper waiting for me to do that, and I had taken pictures of them the other day, except for my newest off purchases. And I went and snapped some pictures of those and got everything all updated. So, would you like to hear what I got? I found Huckleberry Knits, which I bought some fiber from them at Black Sheep, but I hadn't purchased any yarn yet. And I'd heard, I think it was Gigi of the Knitmore Girls was talking about her citron made out of this. And it is silk and silver. It's 63% merino, 20% silk, 10% nylon, and 2% silver. And it's a very nice 420-yard skein. The colorway is Echo. And when I saw that, I knew that it was going to be something dollhousey because Echo is from Dollhouse. I don't know if the lovely owner of Huckleberry Ned's named it for that reason, but I can pretend, right? So it's a purple and navy and blue colorway with the beautiful silvery tinsely sparkle going through it, and it's going to be something lovely. And it feels really soft, so I'm excited to knit with it. I also got a thing of roving from Wool Gatherings. I had yarn from them previously, but not fiber, and they had such beautiful things. And this one is 50% merino, 25% bamboo, and 25% silk. And so it's really soft and it's got that really nice bamboo shine that's a little bit lighter than the rest of the colors. She doesn't give them color names, but some of it looks like raspberry cheesecake to me. There's these nice yellowy buttery parts next to the pink. And then it goes into an aqua and green. So yeah, it's kind of a blue raspberry cheesecake me. It's just really nice. And this was a fiber combination that I hadn't tried yet. And so I thought that would be a good fiber addition to my stash. I also grabbed a silk hanky because I had seen some people talking about it after Sock Summit. And I wanted to see if I could do it with my drop spindle. So I found one that was inexpensive just to try it out, and we'll see where that goes. So yeah, those were some of my fun things. I also got a secret prize for the next knit along. More about that to come in the near future. And I got a nice big button. It's one of those ceramic ones. It's from One of a Kind Button Company. And I have seen these because Urban Fiber has this brand in Portland. And it's a beautiful flowery ceramic extra large button. And I think I will want to design something to go around it because it is so pretty. It's just a really nice, unique shape. So those were my off purchases, and it was lots of fun. I got a few things and didn't spend too much money, and that was happy. So I also put in my stash from the Knit Picks warehouse sale that I went to at the beginning of September. And I got some really good deals on some stuff that I'm not sure what they're going to turn into, but it will be interesting to see. So, on to project updates. I have been knitting and spinning and plying. Knitting, I'm working on a super secret project at the moment, and that is taking most of my knitting time. I did find that I was having a hard time with the stitch markers I was using on it. They were getting caught as I was moving my yarn back and forth because I was knitting backwards on a smaller piece of the puzzle. And I pulled out my Miss Pearl stitch markers that I'd gotten at Sock Summit, and they have a very smooth ring and they don't catch on the yarn at all, and I was so much happier and I couldn't believe that I had not taken them out of their package sooner. So, highly recommend Miss Pearl. I'll put them in the show notes. And I am also, let's see, while I was at off, I spun some Abstract Fibers Optum that I'd gotten at Sock Summit. I just started on that so that I'd have something nice to work on that day. And it is a stretched out merino, is what Optum is. And it just was a nice small little portion. It's only 2 ounces instead of four. And so I thought it would be a neat thing to try. And it is so smooth. I'm really excited how it's spinning up. So I'll have to take some pictures of that. I don't think I have any yet. And then I worked on my socks, and I talked about these on the last episode that I was kind of feeling silly that I was working on the same socks that came with me on my last couple trips. But I actually realized that was kind of a neat thing because they are a traveling reminder of all of the festivals I've been to. The yarn was purchased at Madrona. I worked on them at Black Sheep, and I worked on them at Sock Summit, and now I've worked on them at Oregon Black and Fiber. So they have definitely traveled around the Northwest. These are goth socks, and I'm using a feather and fan pattern on them. And so I had been calling them my gothy F and F socks for feather and fan. But when I named them, I thought, I bet I would come up with something more interesting, and I think I have. They are now F and F for friends and food because they have been at all these places with all my friends and many different restaurants along the way. They actually now have been videoed and have a special pearl row in the middle of them, which is the Rachel row because I was demonstrating for Rachel of Knit Sense how I pearl continental. And that was really great fun. So I thought that would be a nice reminder in my socks of that part of my year. So I left it in there. And so they are quite a ways up on the leg now, and well, they'll be done soon. I'm just using them basically as knitting when I can't bring along something else I'm working on. So that's my fun sock story for you. I thought you guys might enjoy hearing about that. Let's see. In Ravelry this week, I added a few things to my queue after looking at the Deep Fall Knitty for this year, 2011. One of them is the Tenny Park sweater, and it's got this panel in the front of the sweater, vertically of entrelac, and then you make the rest of the sweater around the entrelac panel. And I still have quite a bit of yarn left over from my Lady Eleanor, and I was thinking that might be really cool as a panel in a sweater. So I was definitely looking at that. I also saw the Spatterdash wrist warmers. They have feather and fan on the top. They actually wrap all the way around your hand and have a bunch of buttons on the top of them. And they looked like a really fun use of hand spun yarn. So They are in my queue now and may get made at some point. I also purchased a few books between the Knit Picks Warehouse sale and a trip to Happiness with my library knitting friends this weekend. And so I'll be talking about those soon. I don't have a review for you yet, but I'm really enjoying having a few new books by my bedside to alternate with my entertainment weeklies. Oh, and the big giant plying project I was working on, the five skeins of abstract fiber in several different colors, they are currently in the bathroom hanging up, drying, and I'll get to put them into balls and start swatching with them soon. I'm so excited. I do think I overspun some of them a little, so I tried to weight them down a little to see if that will help correct it slightly. And we'll see how big of a difference that makes when I swatch it. It's such a learning process for me still. I'm still totally new at this, but I'm really proud of where it's gone. So I'll make sure that there are some pictures linked in the show notes.
What's been cooking in Christine's kitchen?
The kitchen has been pretty quiet this week. I did play with some of the basil for my arrow garden, but I've been a little low on energy. So, my tip for this week is if you're worn out, you should find a way to make a boring TV dinner turn into a whole meal. Here's what we did. When we went to Trader Joe's a couple weeks ago, we picked up a couple pasta dishes, a lasagna for me and a ziti, vegetarian ziti dish for Eric. So I knew those were in the freezer, and when I was trying to plan our weekly meals from bed without getting up the other day, I decided we were going to do those, even though it was a regular weeknight and I should be cooking. But I had made a nice big batch of dinner rolls. I make these salt and pepper quick rising dinner rolls, and I just make a whole big pan of them when I do it. And then they can be used at multiple meals. So, having those, and I just warmed them up when I was doing the pasta dishes, and I made a big bowl of frozen corn, and that made it into a better dinner, even though I didn't slave over a stove and make a nice pasta dish. It was a nice way for each of us to have something that we enjoyed and eat it together, and that worked out. I did last week make a wonderful dessert, though. I found a new recipe for carrot cake that turned out really delicious and definitely rivals the Safeway carrot cake that I buy by the piece when I'm craving it with yummy cream cheese frosting. So, I'll put a link to that. I have a couple desserty recipes that are in my list of things to make soon. Chrissy from Manic Pearl had a recipe for some pumpkin muffins with chocolate and raisins, and that sounded really good. And then in the newspaper this week, there was a pear cake that had cardamom in it. And you've heard me talk about my enjoyment of cardamom. So, I definitely would like to try that as well. And when we went to the farmer's market yesterday, we picked up some pears for that very reason. So, hopefully, I will have some grand cooking experiences to share with you next time.
Here I go, geeking out again.
So, I wanted to share a Ravelry tip today. That sounds geeky, doesn't it? So, on Ravelry, you have a message box, and you can get messages when people comment on stuff or if they send something directly to you. And just recently, I found the option to send these messages also to your email, which is a huge help to me because I don't always go and look for messages on Ravelry as often as I should. So, if you'd like to turn this on, you can go log into your Ravelry, and if you go under My Notebook, click on Message Box in the sidebar. Then on the very right-hand side tab, there is a tab called Email Settings. If you click on that, you can choose to send email notifications when new messages are received. And you can even pick what kind of messages you'd like to get in your email. So there you go, a handy dandy way to get Ravelry to send you your messages so that you don't miss anything really important throughout your day. I've been hearing about different features that different library systems have lately, like the ability to check out Kindle books or audiobooks that are downloadable or whatever. The newest feature that our library in Vancouver, Washington area has is a access to a database of music, and it's a wide range of genres and what time period the songs are from, and you can download up to 3 songs a week. So I've been trying to take advantage of this and going once a week and looking through my iTunes wish list, which that's where I'd been keeping my list of things that I wanted, and grabbing a few songs at a time. And that's been a really fun way to find a few different things that I wasn't able to get. Some Glee tracks I was missing, a few of Adele's songs, because they are great, and even some songs from new TV episodes that I've seen recently. So that's been a lot of fun. So you should check out your library and see if they have any new media kind of services that you can take advantage of, because I bet there's a lot of people that don't know what their library has, and all I had to have was my library card number to do it. So that's been really cool. I've really enjoyed listening to a few new things. Oh, and last episode I talked about the new TV season and how excited I was. I am writing a new post on my blog this weekend about what I liked and didn't like so far. We've made it through most of the new premieres. There's a couple that are coming a little closer to Halloween, but for the most part, we've seen the core of the new fall season. And it's been a lot of fun. There's been a couple things that I've already deleted season passes for, but I'd like to give things a couple episode try. And I'm enjoying this TV season more than some of them in the recent past. I'd love to hear what shows you're enjoying. I'll link to my TV post in the show notes, and you can go over there and see my grid and comment with your favorite picks.
Have you giggled today?
I love being girly. My sister invited me to a Mary Kay party last week, and I got a chance to go and play with my makeup, and I picked up a new set of eyeshadows. It has purple and pink and green. The pink is actually the blush, but I think pink looks really nice on my eyes, so I continue to wear it there. And it had me, I was looking for some pictures this weekend, and it reminded me about how much my eyes popped when I tried fake lashes for one of my more recent photo shoots. The pictures for Keratos have fake lashes in them. And it made me really want to try that again. So I'm looking forward to playing with that and getting to giggle at my silliness.
Next time on the Yarnings Podcast.
I think we're going to call that good for today. I've got a few more things lined up to talk about next time. A story about some black velvet shoes, some thoughts on Facebook's new timeline, and the big iPhone announcement that some people think was not as big. So I look forward to talking with you again soon. In the meantime, you can check out all of the information that I talked about today on the Yarnings Podcast site, which is yarningspodcast.com. All one word. If you'd like to follow me around during the day, I'm KDLB, just the letters, on Twitter. And on Ravelry, I'm Christine with a K. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, the Yarnings site has a link in the sidebar, as well as a link to our Ravelry group, where you can come and hang out and chat with me and the other listeners. So thanks again for listening, and I'll talk to you soon. And that's the story.